providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Coming on with the Cortland Political Report with Jim McKinney. We're going to talk a little bit right now about what's going on in the government, how the government is really selling the American public very, very short right now, in our opinion. I think it's a very important topic. Jimmy and I talk about it ad nauseum off the mic. I think it's critical that people realize what's going on right now. Nobody knows about that better than McKinney. Jimmy, what's going on?
I think the latest information that's very important for our listeners to think about and consider is what happened with this this letter from 51 senior intelligence officials, politically motivated intelligence officials, that declared that the Hunter Biden laptop story was Russian disinformation, that in fact the laptop was fabricated information. Now, what has happened, and this is important to understand, what has happened just recently is in Senate investigations and in press investigations, the former director of the CIA, Mike Morrell, has admitted that he actually coordinated this letter in order to protect Joe Biden from political, from Donald Trump in preparation for a debate. And of course, Biden had came out and said that the Russian story was disinformation, and he justified it by saying that 51 intelligence officials said that was so. Well, it turns out that Jake Sullivan and Tony Blinken, key members of the Biden administration, had actually coordinated with Mike Morrell in order to produce this document and get different individuals to sign the document, some of whom probably signed without knowledge that, in fact, the FBI had the Hunter Biden laptop and validated it as true for months prior to this, to the debate in this letter. But he basically admits, and this is according to John Solomon's Just the News report, which I recommend is a very good site. John Solomon's a very good and reputable reporter. He has an email where Mike Morrell is talking to the other former CIA director for Obama, Mike Brennan, and he specifically says in that email that he is coordinating this letter, and he names a number of people that have signed on to it. He's coordinating that letter in order to give a blowback to Trump for Biden in the debate. It shows absolutely unbelievable political influence by senior intelligence officials in order to protect a political entity and a political party. And unfortunately, we've seen this across the board, and it is undermining trust and faith in all of our systems, certainly with our intelligence community and our law enforcement and the Department of Justice.
Yeah. Julie, I want to ask you one question. I get a lot of comments around here about the Biden, the Hunter laptop, you know, the laptop from hell, et cetera, et cetera. And most of my colleagues around here, most of the people who I live with in this wonderful facility, say, so what? He's not the president of the United States. Now, I'd like you to elaborate on that, but I'd like you to elaborate on what I have to say. The Hunter Biden laptop, you have to keep in mind, does outline involvement by other members of the family, which is very, very profitable involvement and very negative towards the United States. You want to chat about that a little bit? People don't realize that.
Well, absolutely. And here's the problem. The Hunter Biden laptop shows various, just very disgusting, corruptly moral issues from Hunter Biden himself, with drug use and actually using prostitutes, and you know, just that is very disgusting and disturbing. But the more disturbing piece of the laptop is, in fact, that, well, the most disturbing piece of it is it's factual, and that the law enforcement officials that have had it have been covering up not only those actions, but actions that relate to business dealings with the Chinese, with the Ukrainians, with Russian officials, where the Biden family is receiving money for supporting policies for foreign governments. And that Biden family is diversified, according to this, to the laptop documentation and Department of Treasury documents. They were using multiple cover LLCs, limited liability corporations, to move that money and distribute it among the Biden family. Now, that is incriminating, but what's more terrible is that law enforcement has been covering it up and protecting the Biden administration. And of course, that entire scenario is beginning to crumble as the Senate and the House investigates further and finds documentation and has whistleblowers coming forward that identify corruption and the cover-up within the federal government to protect the Biden family.
Well, it does protect the Biden family to people who are very not particularly inquisitive, and that is a real shame. I mean, this guy, if you look at the surface of all of this, this guy is perhaps one of the most corrupt presidents ever to sit in the Oval Office. And I want to say the Watergate situation with Richard Nixon was kid stuff compared to this, Jim. Now, what proof, what actual proof do you have that has you come to this conclusion?
So right now, we know, I mean, the laptop has been published. I mean, people have that document, those documents. But not only do they have those documents, but specific whistleblowers have come forward. In fact, Hunter Biden's former business partner is cooperating with the Senate and House investigative oversight committees. Tony Bobulinski, who was a partner that claimed specifically that Joe Biden was involved and was 10% on a Chinese deal, has come forward and admitted it. Documents within both the federal government, the Department of Treasury, the IRS, actually confirm all this information. And what we're seeing now, this is the most damning evidence that could go forward. Well, we've had two issues. One, a senior investigator with the IRS has declared whistleblower status, and he's been granted it with both the DOJ and the Congressional Oversight Committees. He said that there was investigation efforts by the IRS that were stifled by the Department of Justice, by federal prosecutors, over corrupt activities by not only Hunter Biden, but also Joe Biden.
Yeah.
And now we have whistleblower documentation from the FBI of an actual investigative report that shows Joe Biden, while he was vice president, or at least this has been requested by the Senate and congressional oversight committees, while he was vice president, bribed a foreign official in order to support a policy objective. If that happens, it's in fact treason, and he must be impeached.
Well, but let me ask you this. What proof do we have? What do we have other than this guy's word?
The documents. And okay, That's what the Senate is asking for. An FBI investigative document that was covered up and hidden by the Department of Justice and by the FBI. And we've seen this over and over again, and you're seeing more and more of this documentation come forward.
Yeah.
And of course, we're going to see in these hearings a significant amount of information comes forward. The question is, will the press report it? Will people that have been protecting Biden for such a long time, will these corporate entities that influence our future and actually are attempting to social engineer this nation, will they allow that information to go forward? This is why we need reports and actually shows like this, and also other independent media organizations that will actually report on these types of policies and these types of problems, because the mainstream media is covering it up.
Well, I think the mainstream media, of course, is probably covering it up. And the reason that they're doing that is people simply don't care. They believe that Joe Biden is perhaps the greatest thing since sliced bread to come to the United States government.
I think they'd care if they knew, but I think they're covering it up for their own financial benefit.
I want you to elaborate a little bit on that one, Jimmy, in the next segment. We've got to wrap it up here just for a second for a commercial break. Stick around.